Can you prove from the Bible God the Father and Jesus Christ are separate persons? There is a booklet put out by the United Church of God called Is God a Trinity, which is the best book I've ever seen. And I believe our main writer here, Tom, was involved in writing that. Right, Tom? Very excellent reference. Obviously, in the short amount of time I have today, I cannot go into every detail of that. But I recommend, if you haven't got it, to please order it. What I'm going to focus in on today is on page 49, which is an inset within the booklet and that I've had personal experience with. You know, the world's Christianity believes Father and Son are one through the Trinity doctrine. They preach and say only they can understand this mystery, and they say it cannot be explained, but we are to believe it. Only believe. Haven't I heard that before? They do not believe ordinary readers of the Bible can figure out this mystery, but we can, and I'm going to show that from this article, this subset article in this booklet. The title of this subset article is, and you might write down page 49, which is in the booklet. If you have it, you can reference it. When you get it later, you can look it up. Seven scriptures that debunk the Trinity as a single being. The following seven scriptures show the fallacy of claiming that the Father and Son are one being as the Trinity teaching asserts. Now, how can one reconcile belief in the Trinity with these simple questions? Number one, did Christ beget himself? So they reference Hebrew 1, verse 5. If you don't mind turning there, Hebrew 1, verse 5. In the book of Hebrews, we can start in verse 4, being made so much better than the angels as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Verse 5, for unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. The next question they ask, was Jesus to sit on his own right hand? The answer to that is in Matthew 22:44. Matthew 22:44. Starting in verse 41, when the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, what think you of Christ? Whose son is he? And they say, unto him, the son of David. He saith unto them, how then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool. If David then call him Lord, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word. But there it shows, Christ indicated right there, they were two separate beings. The next question is, did he really know what he had said in Matthew 24:36? And that's, let's just read that and try to understand what he said in Matthew 24. That was Matthew 24:36. Is he talking about himself or is he talking about someone else? And this is where he explains, only the Father knows. But of that day and hour knows no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. And so how could he be referencing his Father and yet be the Father, as some people think he is? So there again, we are illustrating this is a separate being. The next question is, in John 14:28, does this mean he was greater than himself? John, these are all excellent questions concerning this subject. John 14:28. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. if you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I go to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. So did he go to himself? Of course not. Is his Father greater than him? Well, he says so there himself. Next, was he praying to himself in John 17:1? John 17:1, remember the prayer of Christ in the garden. These words spoke Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come, glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. So was he looking up to himself and praying to himself? Of course not. He was praying to his Father, a total separate being. Matthew 27:46, where Christ cries out, who was he crying out to when he was on the cross, the stake, just before his death? Matthew 27:46. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried out with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lamna sabachthani. This is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? So was he talking to himself? Well, it's pretty obvious he wasn't. And finally, in John 20:17, the question is, did he ascend to himself? All excellent questions to answer this riddle. Some people make it a riddle. It's pretty plain to me. Now, this is when Christ appears to Mary Magdalene. And you can read the scriptures starting in verse 11, but we'll just jump in on verse 17, where Jesus says to her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, and go to my brethren and say unto them, he's commanding her to go to her the brethren and say to them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. So these and many other biblical passages demonstrate to a rational Bible reader that the Trinity teaching is not only unbiblical, but also utterly illogical. My own personal story in this is, years ago in a prior association, they started to believing in the one God Trinity theory, and a group of us were sitting together in church, and I had done some research on this and trying to understand what they were talking about, and the lady said to me, just turn to Acts 7:55. We have a witness here who saw both the Father and the Son. If you turn to Acts 7:55, you have the testimony of Stephen just before he was martyred. Acts 7:55. Now, we won't read all the what led up to this, but they were very angry at him as he related the history of Israel and the Jews and how they had rejected God's prophets. And we get down to 52:52. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them, which showed both of the coming of the just one, of whom you have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it. When they heard these sayings, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Now, not only did he see this, but he made the big mistake of spouting off his mouth and saying in verse 56, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears and ran from him with one accord. And you know the rest of the story, which some people today, when they hear us preach the debunking the Trinity, they do the same thing. So in final analysis, we can study the Bible from Scripture and debunk this idea. And I highly recommend, if you don't have this booklet already, to get it. It's called Is God a Trinity? Mr. Dobson can answer any questions. So can Tom, who helped write it. This gives me hope, and I hope it gives you hope and understanding. We can understand the Bible. The Bible says that God is not the author of confusion, and that's true. God the Father and Jesus Christ are two separate beings and the head of the God family. And we, sometime in the future, can be part of that family in the kingdom of God.